Hi there, Dana.
Hello.
Hi there, Dana.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. My name is Lupe, speaking on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards for the Depo Provera lawsuit. Do you still need some
Oh.
assistance with this?
Yeah.
Okay, no
Wow, I
worries.
didn't know you guys would call me.
No worries. Yeah, no worries. Were you ever diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year? I'm
Yes.
really sorry to hear that. Oh gosh. And then did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Sure, yes, I
Yeah?
do.
Okay. No worries, no worries. So, did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No,
No
I didn't
worries.
know I had to. Did I
Yeah,
have
no.
to?
Yeah. Well, and regarding this lawsuit, it seems like you do. So, but we'll see if you meet the re requirements to participate, okay?
Okay.
All right. And then, so you are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter. Well, most importantly, that you haven't signed documents with another law firm. Is that correct?
I'm sh like
Pause.
no.
That pause. Okay. No, no worries. So that would be a yes. And then you would be filing this claim for yourself. Is that correct?
Yes.
All righty. And then you are a resident of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. And then you already confirmed yes for this. I'm just gonna repeat it one more time. So you confirmed you were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, I'm really sorry to hear that once again. And then was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
No, it was the brain.
The brain, okay. And then what would be the date of the diagnosis when they they told you have a meningioma?
It was sometime in like March of 2013.
March of 2013. Okay. And then, do you recall the day, or is it just safe to put the first of that March?
Let me think.
No worries, take your time.
It was the 12th. The
The
12th.
12th. All right. So I got March 12th of 2013 of date of diagnosis. That's correct, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. And then, what was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, MRI, or both?
It was a bunch of stuff.
Was a
I
bunch.
remember they did like blood tests. I did a CT scan
An
and
MRI.
I did I think it was like a biopsy and an MRI.
Okay, I'll put both, okay?
Okay.
Alrighty, and then what would be your date of birth?
4/20/81.
1981. Oh, my birthday's in April as well.
Okay.
April babies. Alrighty.
Right, April people.
All right, I'm just gonna write this down as well so I don't lose this. Thank you. April 20th, 1981. All right. And then this is just a referral question. Do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera?
No.
No
A
worries.
lot of my friends, I was surprised that and I thought about that too, but this option just seemed like a better option at the time. I don't know why, but a lot of girls were doing like that IUD stuff when I
Oh,
was doing.
the Depo. I see.
Yeah.
No worries. But if anything does change and you do end up finding anyone who was affected, I'll be providing you with my direct number at the end of the call. So feel free to give my direct number to anyone who may need it, okay?
Okay.
All right, no worries. And then did you consume use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
Yes.
All righty, so it was the name brand. And then the next question would be which injectable did you use? Is it Depo Provera, Depo Sub-Q Provera, or was it a generic?
I believe it was Depo-Provera,
Okay, no
like the
worries.
actual brand.
Okay, no worries. So you didn't use a generic version at all, correct? I'm gonna
I
put
don't think so.
no worries. So that would be a no. No worries. And then did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah, I was on it for a little bit longer
A
than
little
a
bit longer.
year.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
We're gonna get to that in a little bit, probably. Yeah. So yeah, because I'm gonna be asking for your usage years, but we'll get to that in a bit. Next question would be within 1 year, can you confirm you had at least four injections before being diagnosed?
Yeah, I used to get it like every like 90 days.
Every 90 days? I see. Yeah, every three months, correct? I see. That's common. I see. And then did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
I get you said through
Oh, no.
1992.
Yeah. And, like, did you start? No, you're good. I'm gonna repeat the question. Did you use Depo-Provera between 1992 through the present date? So after 1992, did you use Depo-Provera?
Yes.
Okay, no worries. And then
I'm sitting there like, huh?
no worries. I know it's a little worded a little bit long. So sorry about that. And then this is just for the usage date years now for Depo. So we're first gonna start when you first started using Depo Provera, okay? First, can I get the year when you first started using the year?
It was 2011.
Okay, so when you started was 2011. Do you recall the month?
Yeah, I remember because it was June.
June.
I had just can't had a situation not too prior, so I was like, you know what? Not even a situation, a scare. And I was like,
Oh,
let me,
I see. So
yeah.
that made you recall. No worries. So I'm gonna put
Yeah.
no worries. I'm gonna put no worries.
I remember exactly what's happening that year, honey.
No worries. And then
Oh,
is it
geez.
safe to just put the 1st of June of 2011?
No, it was around the middle of the month. I
Middle of the month?
remember. Yeah, it was about the middle of the month.
Would you say like the 20th?
Probably like the 15th,
The
maybe.
15th. Okay, no worries. Put that here for you. So I got 6/15/2011 when you first started. And then
Right.
thank you for that. And then what would it be when you stopped using the depot? So we'll start with the year.
2013. I wouldn't forget that either.
No worries. So it was 2 years of usage, I see. Okay, so 2011 to 2013. What would be the month when you stopped in 2013?
Valentine. It was Valentine's.
I
It was
see.
Valentine's. Yeah.
Yeah, I see.
Because I couldn't.
Valentine's.
Yeah, I had to. Like, it was right around that time when things started getting real, like, weird for me. And it's Valentine's Day. I want to do this, and I can't do anything because my head is bounding. It just was like I got to get off. I didn't know what else it was.
I see. So would you say 14 then? February 14 of 2013?
February 15th. It was
15.
the
I'm
day
sorry.
after Valentine's Day.
The day after, I see. Okay. Thank you for that. All right, I'm gonna put that down here. So I have here when you stopped February 15, which is the day after Valentine's in 2013, correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. Next question here for the recording line. Can you please confirm your gender?
Female.
Thank you. I knew that already. I just had to confirm for the recorded line.
Okay.
Thank you for that. And then the spelling of your first name, I have D and then ANA.
Yes.
Thank you for that. I'm just gonna put that here. All right. And then do you have a middle name?
Yes, it's
Let's see.
Louisa.
All right, so L as in lion for the
Yes.
initial. Okay. Thank you for that. And then your last name, I have the spelling here as BUCHNER.
Yes, it's Yates Buckner. I have two last names.
Oh, is there like a
It's
hyphen or
like
like
a
a dot?
hyphen. It's a hyphen, but it does, like on my state IDs and stuff, it doesn't have a hyphen. It just has the two last names.
Together, like bunched together, or is it like no space
No, it's
between?
like two separate last names, like Yates Buckner.
All right, how do you spell Yates?
YATES
Sorry, YA.
T
Yes, right?
E S.
All right, and then you said they have a hyphen, like Yates hyphen, and then
Yes, and then it's Buckner, B,
BUCH.
and
B
yes.
I got you. So BUCHNER.
Yes.
All right, bear with me here. All right, thank you for that. So I got Yates hyphen and then BUCHNER.
Yes.
Thank you for that. All right. And then can you please provide me with your social security number for the attorneys to pull up your medical records? And it's fine if you don't feel safe giving me your full social. You can always just provide me the last four.
Okay, is 5482.
So I got 5482.
Yes.
Thank you. And then I already have here an email on file. Just confirm if it's correct. I have DanaYatesBuchner at gmail.com. So there's no hyphen in that email. It's just your
Right.
full name. Okay.
Yes.
Got you. Thank you for confirming that. And then your phone number, your primary phone number I have is 404-984-7815.
Right.
Thank you for confirming that. And then is this a mobile phone number?
Yes, it is.
It is. Thank you for confirming. And then what's basically what's going to happen now, after we finish the intake here, we're almost done here. After I hit the submit button, it's going to send over some documents that require some signatures on your end. After you sign those documents, the attorneys are going to be reaching out to you in a couple of business days to let you know the next steps. What's the best contact preference for you when the attorneys reach out to you? Would it be phone, text, or
Yes.
email? Phone?
Well,
Phone.
email is good because
Email's
I'm a
good.
real email
Oh,
junkie.
that's
Yeah.
there you go. That's all I needed to hear. I'll
Yeah,
put down email, okay?
I'll email junkie, and I guess I want to make sure that would it because I sometimes I guess with the holidays and
Yeah.
things, I don't want to get it spammed.
I get you. That makes sense. No worries. And then what would be the best time of day for you to expect that email? Would it be morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning. That's the
Morning.
first thing I do when I wake up
Open
is
up that
check my
email.
email and
I
feed
got
my
you.
cat.
Oh, you got a cat? I
Yes.
see. And then can you please provide me with your home address?
Sure. It's 1391 Collier,
Spell
that's
that.
Collier Road, Northwest,
Atlanta,
apartment
Georgia.
four. Yes,
Okay,
Atlanta,
apart.
Georgia. Apartment 1407.
Got you. I'm gonna repeat that for you, okay? I
Okay.
got 1391 Collier Road, Northwest, apartment 1407, Atlanta for the city. For the county, I got Fulton County, State, Georgia. A zip code is 30318.
Yes.
Thank you for confirming that. And then, do you recall by any chance the doctor who diagnosed you? The name?
Yes, his name is Dr. Moore, Dr. Daniel Moore.
Daniel Moore. And then is that with the double R or is it one R?
No, it's two O's, I believe.
Oh, two O's. I'm sorry. Yeah. And then that was in Georgia, right? I'm gonna look him up here.
Yes.
Should come up right away. Yeah. He's a neurological
Neurosurgeon.
neurosurgeon. Yep. Daniel Moore. Found him here. Thank you so much. Alrighty. And then what was the diagnosing facility name, like the hospital where he diagnosed you?
Wellstar.
Wellstar.
Wellstar. It's in Austell.
Wellstar
Ca
Kenistone Hospital?
No, I think because it's a number. It's multiple Wellstars. This one is
Cobb.
Wellstar Cobb Medical.
Found it. Yeah, there was
Yeah.
two that popped up. So you found it. Thank you so much. Well, Star Cobb Medical Center. Yep. And then that is in 3950 Austell Road, Austell, Georgia, 30106. Thank you. Found it here. Right, I'm gonna put the address now. Then I got the phone number here through Google. I'm just gonna repeat it here. I got 770-732-4000. All right, next question. Was there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Glad to hear that. I'm gonna put no for that. And then the next question is your treating doctor name. Was it Daniel Moore who treated you as well at the same hospital?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for confirming that. I'm just gonna copy and paste that here for you. It's a Wellstar Cobb. Alrighty. And then who was the doctor who prescribed you the depo? Was that Daniel as well?
No, it was my I can't it was my OBGYN at the time.
Okay, no worries. Do you recall his name or no?
I don't.
No worries, no worries. Do you remember the facility name?
Yeah, it was well, I if I'm not mistaken, it was WellStar. That's
Oh,
where I go. I've
oh.
been going to WellStar for a while.
That
They
makes
have
sense.
like a lot of things, so
I
like I
see.
just went there a couple like 2 months ago.
No worries. That helps a lot, actually. So, thank you for confirming that. Let's see here. All right. And then was the pharmacy name the same place, WellStar as well? Would you go to like CVS or Walmart?
No, I believe it was a CVS,
CVS.
like a CVS.
All right. Now it's asking for pharmacy address, so it would be the CVS address. Do you remember what was that?
That I don't know.
Let's see here. I can help you look for it as well. Was it next to
Well,
the
now
hospital?
it might have been Bolton Road.
Bolton. Okay, let me look that up for you. Uh, 2555 Bolton Road Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia 30318.
Yep.
Thank you for confirming that. I got the phone number here as well and everything. Alrighty, just the last two questions here. Do you have a copy of the medical records?
I don't.
No
Not.
worries. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, I
You do know
don't.
the
I
medical
probably can
records
get it.
exist, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I needed to know. No worries. But if you are able to obtain those medical records, what would be the best way for you to provide them for the attorneys? Would it be mail, electronically, or both?
I guess both for right now. So I
Both
guess
for now.
I'll just go get it and see,
Okay.
if I need to fax it or whatever. So just put
No
both, I
worries.
guess,
For
at the
both, for
time.
both. No worries. Thank you for confirming that. And then last question here. We request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we are unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. So this is totally optional. Would you like to provide an emergency contact?
Sure. You can put Tamir,
Oh, before.
TAM.
I'm sorry, before you do, does this contact live with you or does not live with you?
He's my son.
Oh, so he lives with you. Okay. So what would be his first name?
Tamir, TAMERE.
Okay. And then his last name, initial? Just the initial.
YB,
Why?
same like me, YB.
Oh, Yates. Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. Same with the hyphen, right?
Yeah.
I see. Let me actually put his full name then. I mean, his full last name, yeah. Thank you for that. All righty, and then what would be his phone number?
It's 470 890 9104.
So I got 470-890-9104.
Yes.
Thank you. And then that would be Sun. And then for the emergency contact email, would you like to put down yours or your son's?
You can put down mine,
Okay,
yeah.
no worries. I'll put down yours. Alrighty. And then it's asking for his address, but it's the same one where you live at, so I'm gonna copy and paste that address. Here. Apartment. And then what apartment did you say again? It was 1407, right?
Yes.
Thank you for that. Sorry. Just had to retype the apart the address. So 1391 Collar Road Northwest, Atlanta, apartment 1407, Georgia 30318. Perfect. Okay. All right, yeah, it looks like we're done with the intake part. I'm just gonna put you on a brief hold just to make sure I didn't miss any section on my end, okay? But it looks like I didn't, and everything looks great, okay? But bear with me here, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much. All right. Send these over. Alrighty, it says it's sent successfully. It's under Guadalupe at masstorchstrategies.com. I sent it both ways, as an email, as in a text.
Yes,
whatever
I
way
see
you want to
it.
Open it up. Yeah, sorry. I didn't even, I just wanted to send it both ways. It's just whatever way works for you. But yeah, I always send it both ways because I feel like through text it's a little bit easier to just click the link. But I send it through your email as well, okay?
Okay.
So while you look over those documents and sign them, I'm gonna put myself on mute to prep a text message on my direct number, providing you with the attorney information. And then, like I said before, that direct number, feel free to give it to anyone who may have been affected and needs help as well, okay?
Okay.
All right, just call me over if you need any help signing it, okay? I'm gonna just put myself on mute and prep a text message to send over to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Miss Yates, it looks like you already signed those documents, so everything looks great. Basically, what's going to happen now, like I said before, it's going to take a couple of business days for the attorneys to reach out to you and let you know the next steps.
Okay.
But yeah, you did really great. We flew through the intake, and which is great, you know, saves you a little bit more time for the day. But is there any more questions you may have for me before I let you go?
Yeah. So like what is the process moving forward? Like, how do, you know, like what do they do moving forward?
Well, they already, basically what I sent you over was basically giving them consent to get your medical records and get everything started, but they can't get everything started unless they already, they give you that call, which I said in a couple of business days when the attorneys reach out to you. Basically, that's basically the process. After they reach out to you, they're going to let you know next steps. So it's basically what's going to happen afterwards. But it shouldn't take too long. I promise you. It's, now that you signed them already, it should promise you by the end of this week, they should reach out to you. And
okay.
If they don't, you can always reach out to me. I could always live transfer you to them directly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you have any other questions, like, for example, for like settlement money amounts, I always recommend everyone to go on Google and look that up. Depo Provera lawsuit claims settlement amounts.
Okay.
So you can get a little perspective of, you know, what are the amounts, because I'm not really
okay.
liberty to say. But yeah.
Okay.
That's about
okay.
it. But yeah. Is there anything else, Ms. Yates?
No, that's all.
Oh, perfect then, Ms. Yates. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. You have a great day. Okay.
You too. You
All right,
have a good day.
Oh,
Merry Christmas.
Hey, happy holidays. Yeah, thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.